Chapter 4. The Lamp of the Wicked. No one hated the Roman Catholic faith more than Midian Pierce, and yet he was inclined to agree with its followers that a house of God should represent His Holy Majesty on earth. Stranded in a box of a one-room Nebraska schoolhouse that was his only on Sunday afternoons, his nostrils full of chalk dust and cheap varnish and pencil shavings, he envied that church, its vaults and groins and lofty graven altars, its receptacles of blessed water and acres of gold candlesticks. Especially the gold candlesticks. He had stolen one from a church during the Lawrence raid in 63, and, when camped, used to take it out of his saddlebag and study it by firelight, tracing with calloused fingers the lips and whorls cast, or so he fancied, from the heathen wealth of some dead Aztec long after the flames had guttered out. The stick had been taken from him when he was arrested in Hannibal after the war, but he never forgot it, or the opulence of the place from which it had been seized. But daydreaming was sinful, and he was annoyed to find himself fondling the metal rule on his desk as if it were that long-lost booty. It dropped with a clank, startling 14-year-old Becky Howlett out of her contemplation of the Young People's Book of Bible Stories, open on the desk in front of her. The teacher's fierce countenance, however, drove her back to her studies. Immediately after her eyes dropped, so did the stern expression. She was a pretty blonde with a woman's burgeoning body under the little girl gingham, which was the real reason he had asked her to remain after class. Midian Pierce was born under a different name 61 years earlier to an unlettered Illinois farmer and his slow-witted wife, who stood by desperately trying to understand what was happening whenever her husband took a harness to the boy for some real or suspected transgression. At 12, Midian was seduced by his fifth-grade teacher.